بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيد أشعار عارف بالله عزتي أفتاس حضرت معنا شاحك محمد أخصر صاحب نور الله مرقده تتايت الإيز رنگلا إنجي كب ميري آهي رنگلا إنجي كب ميري آهي رنگلا إنجي كب ميري آهي پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے سبز گنبد کیونکہ سلانا جو جائے کیونکہ سلانا جو جائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب حضور کا لمحہ ہو جب حضور کا لمحہ ہو ان کو پکارے غم سنائے ان کو پکارے غم سنائے اب نہ جانے اب نہ جانے گن ہم کو واپس چھپ کے چھپ کے چھپ کے مانگے دعا چھپ کے چھپ کے مانگے دعا رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب چل اس طرح مجھ پر ملتا ہے چل اس طرح تجھ پر ملتا ہے مجھے کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھے کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملک زمین سے نہیں مانگے دعا ملک زمین سے نہیں مانگے دعا رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے سارے عالم پھر پھر کے یارب سارے عالم پھر پھر کے یارب تیرے درد محبت سنائے تیرے درد محبت سنائے تیرے درد محبت
سونا کر تیرے درجے محبت سونا کر سر عالم کو مجنوں بنا لے سر عالم کو مجنوں بنا لے سر عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سر عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہ پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے در بدر دور دیتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر دور دیتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو رنگ لائے گی جب میری آہ پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے منتظر پر مانگے دعا رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہ پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفیٰ اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable Inasa Zada Sheikh Arabillah Rumi Waq Tabrizi Zamana Mujadidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marfadahu Hazrat is teaching us that complete perfect Iman can be only attained with love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And a person who has gotten a iota of the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, then he just desires, when can I be all the time present in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is to be present in Madinatul Munawwara. And thus we can only learn from our pious elders, our shaykh, our mashayikh. Without their company, a person will never able to learn how to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sign of that is that a person desires, when can I be in the company of my shaykh? When can I go to the city of my shaykh? So Hazrat is saying here, a true lover, that he will always be making dua, middle of the night also, that, oh Allah, please take me to Madinah to Munawwara. That Madinah to Munawwara, that simple Madinah to Munawwara of the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not like today, Madinah to Munawwara, the great test is to be going there, Allah has made it, that it's very easy. The test is all the attractions and all the fitna that has surrounded Madinah to Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and protect and purify Haramain Sharifain, Bayt al-Maqdis, and all the masajids and our hearts. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make dua, that Allah, Allahumma akhrujil yahudiyata wal nasraniyata min qulubil muslimin.
May Allah take out this lifestyle of the Yahud and the Christians from our hearts. And this is that should, my pain of my heart should be this. So Hazrat is saying that rang laenge kab meri aaye. May Allah, when is my tears going to see the color that I'm crying every night? I want to go to Medina, to Munawwara. I want to be in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is saying, this is a sign of a true believer. As in another poem, Hazrat says so beautifully, Sharti Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition of complete and perfect Iman? That your love, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should penetrate my body and my heart. And my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person hasn't got complete and perfect Iman until his desires is not according to what I have taught him. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this reality. Hazrat says, Rang laayegi kabri meri aaye, fir madine ki janib ko jaye. What is the tears I'm crying about and pleading to you, O Allah? Please take me to Madina to Munawwara in the company of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has taught us how to love. And accordingly, a person should have this in mind, that to go there, Allah Ta'ala makes the means. But a person should be worried, am I going to go with the proper etiquette, the proper adab, etc. Similarly, this is with our mashayikh, that Allah brings us here, but Allah give me tawfiq first, that we sit with correct adab, and we come with the correct intention of islah, etc. Hazrat says now, when Allah Ta'ala made this journey possible for you, then you are just eager all the time, waiting, when can I see Madina to Munawwara? And from a distance, what you will see first, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, kehke salli ala joom jaye. On the way to Madina to Munawwara also, all the time your bhaji is just reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from a distance, when you see the beautiful green dome under which Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, and the beauty of that dome is because of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now you go into a state of ecstasy, and how you will recite durood with more eagerness, more passion, more enjoyment, that I am coming closer to my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to that, together with that, a person has to see how much durood do I recite daily in my life, and how much of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam am I bringing into my life. This is the time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, "Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed." That when the time of fitna and fasad come, fasad not the corruption that's happening in the world, that fasad, that the value of sunnah goes out of our heart. So this is myself, I have to see the value of every sunnah, that I love every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I try to practice to the best of my ability, according to how we see our mashayikh in this time and age, how to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explained, now when you get the real opportunity to be right at the Rauza-e-Paak, jab huzuri kaalam atao, unko afsana-e gham sunaye. Now when you get the opportunity to be close to Rauza-e-Paak, and that also we learn adab from our Hazrat, our mashayikh, that as close they used to be to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving in Madina to Munawwara. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, spending his life in Madina to Munawwara, but he used to sit right at the wall of the Kaaba from a distance, and from there he used to pour out his heart and send salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on the one hand, you're eager to be right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the most useless ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, myself, where do we have that right to be in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Hazrat says, when you get this opportunity, after you reciting your durood and begging Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Ta'ala teaches us so beautifully, one important etiquette, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهُ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمًا. That, O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants come to you, your ummah come to you, and they make tawbah, they ask me for forgiveness, and they come and they present your salam, and they beg you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please lift your hand for this most useless ummati of yours, that Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Then Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. So even from a distance, after reciting durood, Just think in Madinatul Munawwara and try and ponder over this ayat and beg Allah Ta'ala through the wasila of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, forgive us and bring us onto the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is the pain of the heart that you will be telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange dua'ein. With all the du'as that you'll be asking for forgiveness, but together with that, quietly you'll be saying, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua, I don't want to go back. I want to be just staying in your city with adab, istiram, and I want to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. But most important is, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala must be there. When Allah Ta'ala is extremely happy with us, and we get Allah Ta'ala takes us all to Baqi, and in that state that Allah is extremely pleased with us, and that is that a person has to be following the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise we find our mashayikh from a distance, their hearts are there, the sunnah are in their lives, and we go right to Madinah to Munawwara, and we are breaking the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The pain that is going through the heart of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that presently right in Madinah to Munawwara, the way of eating, dining and whining like the kuffar, Allah save me, all of us, and then all the entertainment which the shaitan has brought with his allies, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we be conscious about this and be very, very focused. And this can only come when we sit in the company of our shaykh, our mashayikh. So Hazrat says that you'll be crying to make this dua. But on the other hand, our mashayikh teach us that, oh Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to stay here at your footsteps. But make dua that Allah give me tawfiq to go and spread your sunnah throughout the world. To go and spread that the iman that you brought and taught us the love of Allah Ta'ala. So our mashayikh come back with this sticker and this pain in their heart. They get very, they get all the nur from the heart of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Mubarak Majlis. And then Hazrat further explains, now from Medina to Munawwara, when you sat in the Majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your iman became the enlightened and rejuvenished. Now you say, Tere dar ke mera sar ho ya Rab. Now Hazrat is bringing us to Makkah to Mukarrama, right at Kaaba Sharif, and you're making dua de, Jaan is tara tujh par lutaye. Said, oh Allah, let me all the time be, my head be at your threshold. In other words, I give my life for you. In other words, let me live in the obedience as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. And how loyal Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala was. They came out of their condition and they became the best personalities on the face of the earth. So this is what we have to bring back from Madinah to Munawwara. The beautiful character of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be coming more into our lives. And more durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now when you are right at Kaabatullah, and Allah gives you the opportunity to be at Multazam, whether you directly there holding the ghilaf or close by, then Hazrat teaches us what dua you should be making. The real dua you should be making, dono alam ki kya hai hasbi, par jo mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange dua hai. That, oh Allah, make me yours. I'm not fit to be yours, oh Allah. As Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi says in his poem, making the zikr of Allah, ghalibi barjazi bai mushtari, shahidar zamman da gara ya khari. Oh Allah, you are that brother that you bid for the most useless thing. And you give the best pain result. Allah said, Inna Allah ashtara min al mu'minina anfusahum. Allah bought our dirty, filthy nafs, that this nafs of mine just pulls me towards haram. But Allah has made a deal with us. I'll buy your nafs and I'll give you jannah. In other words, come in the company of my friends and let them put a firm foot on your nafs and come onto my lifestyle of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we can have hope in the mercy of Allah, that, oh Allah, we can't be, we are useless, our Islam also we can't be made, but just make us yours. Just pull us towards you, oh Allah, and may you become ours. And then a person realizes, when you come in the masjid of the Ahlullah, and what can be said of the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Rajnaw proved it and showed it to the world, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tush par lutaye. What is the value of both the world, even Jannat? Oh Allah, we will sacrifice everything just to be one moment in the masjid of Allah Ta'ala. When that is the greatest enjoyment of Jannat. So a person realizes this, and to gain this, it can never be achieved. Allah says, Kunum as-sadiqeen. Be with the righteous, pious servants of Allah, and learn what is Iman all about. then in this time and age also, where everybody will be lost in the fitnas of this world, we enjoy the company of our mashayikh, sitting in a masjid. This is great, great ni'mat of Allah. These are such luxuries that the world cannot understand. As Hazrat says so beautifully, now when you realize this and you get this enjoyment and this drop of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Allah penetrates the heart, now you can't sit still. Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tere dard e muhabbat sunaye. Said, oh Allah, now I just want to go out throughout the world. We say our mashayikh, in their old age also, they are pining that how can we pull people away from, like myself, falling into Jahannam. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hujibati naru bi shahawat. Jahannam has been covered with a veil of all passions, desires, entertainment, especially this time of the year. Allah save us. Muslims, they got this emotion that it's now holiday time. I have to go for a holiday. A Muslim, our holiday is in the year after. Our holiday is when we spend our time in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. According to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't change our lifestyle according to the season or according to the occasion. Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, jis fiza mein bhi rahu, jahan mein bhi rahu, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paaband rahe. Wherever I can be, in any atmosphere, any time of the world, my taqwa must be all the time safe, Ya Allah. I must all the time have that love and the fear of your love, that how can I just obey you. And to get connected to Allah, the beautiful sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With a person, if you see today, just wearing our shoes correctly, the right shoe first. Today everybody, even out of the masjid, we so in a hurry, just putting on both shoes together, we're not even conscious. But when a person stands still, puts his right shoe first, with the niyat of sunnat, look how beautiful sunnat is. Sunnat is most beautiful, and most, Allahu Akbar, most valuable, and most perfect way of life. But unfortunately, myself, we have taken it for granted. Hazrat says, and now when you worried, you want to go into the world and pull people out of this, the lifestyle of the kuffar, and back to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make them understand who our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam penetrates our heart. And this will come when the love of our mashayikh, our shaykh penetrates our heart. And then the love of Allah ta'ala can only come. Then Hazrat says, what you will be doing? Not just to go around to travel, but tere dard e muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. That let people hear what is true love. Love is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah who is an embodiment of love, the creator of love. Allah Ta'ala who is so enjoyable. And that was taught to us by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when he got one moment in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this moment is most precious to us. That before this, when we didn't have reality, then our mind was so upside down that we thought you're not, alhamdulillah, you're not the right personality. But when we came to our senses, now you're the most beloved to us. And you are the most beloved in our life. And they showed it first how they gave their lives for the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today like that, Allah save me, all of us. People are mad in love with the world, with the entertainment, pleasures. Even with, so to say, in work of deen. But sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are not in our life. We have made that also to attract our youngsters. We say, no, we must take sports with them. That is not our way of life. We have to come onto the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and become madly in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat says, when the whole world really becomes truly mad, and when people tell us that you are mad, this time of the year you're not going anywhere, you're not going for fishing, etc., then you should be happy that if I am following the lifestyle of our mashayikh, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. That, oh Allah, we make the whole world mad, and now let people just be praising you all the time. Sing, making your zikr, making tilawat, sitting in a masjid, not lost as our Hazrat teaches us. That whole week, whole year, we are, Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to be punctual at our namaz in the masjid. Now voluntarily we sacrifice that, and we go out for camping, and namaz in the fells, and we haven't realized what we have lost. Allah open my brains, my heart, and make us all realize. And then Hazrat says, this is the only way you can hope of getting the closeness of Allah. And when you get that brilliant of an iota of the closeness of Allah, and that you first have to get the love of our Shaykh, Then the love of our beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our mashayikh, sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat says, Lazzati qurb paakar, teri ham lazzati do jahan bhool jaye. When you get an iota of the closeness of Allah, what is both the worlds? You forget everything and you just all the time be pining to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where have me myself put to be even in the company of our Shaykh and in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But let us try and be with the pious and who we imitate and who we love with. Allah ta'ala out of his kindness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that مَنْ تَشْتَبْهَا بِقَوْمٍ فَوَّ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever you imitate, whoever you love, Allah will raise us among them. We don't deserve it, but Allah's kindness. Then Hazrat says, that dar badar doon tahe ya akhtar, ehle dar de muhabbat ko paaye. That throughout the world, who I look for? That who are the people who's got this capacity to get the love of Allah Ta'ala? I enjoy sitting in that company, that these are the people, when you talk, they got ears, they love to and learn about the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that this is the true value and this is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here. And we are so fortunate Allah granted us these majalis to gain this reality.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim, amma ba'd. In the kitab of Aziz Mawlana Ash-Shawali Tami Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin, the chapter 22, abstaining from all kinds of sins. He mentions that various types of punishment for different sins have been mentioned in the hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer sins, a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes tawbah and istighfar, he seeks forgiveness, the black mark is removed and his heart is purified. If he increases his sin, the black mark increases. This is the corrosion of the heart spoken of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem. In the hadith, Rasulullah said, guard yourself against sin, because the anger of Allah descends in the wake of sin. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah said, should I not show you the sickness and the remedy? Your sickness is sinning, and your remedy is to seek forgiveness, istighfar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah said, the heart becomes corroded by means of sin. It polishes istighfar. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man is deprived of his sustenance because of the sin which he perpetrates. Zulayn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that once 10 of us were in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he said, I seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from 5 things which may overtake you. When immorality becomes rampant in a people, they will be overtaken by epidemics and such diseases which never existed before. When people are involved in giving short weight and measure, they will be overtaken by famine, hardship and oppression of the authorities. When people stop paying zakat, rains were held from them. If it not for the animals in their midst, never would they have fallen rain for them. When people violate pledges and promises, Allah Ta'ala will overwhelm them with their enemies from other nations. That the enemy will take by force all of their wealth. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when khiyanat, abuse of trust becomes rampant in a people, Allah Ta'ala overwhelms their hearts with fear. A nation perpetrating injustice will be overpowered eventually by its enemies. Hazrat Fawban radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will soon come a time when all the nations of the kuffar will unite against you, O Muslims. Someone asked, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, will you be less in numbers at that time? Nabi alayhi salam said, no, in fact, you will be numerous, but you will become like useless. You will be like the foam of the flood water on top of the water which is there. So much of foam, but it's got no value. Allah will remove your respect and fear from the hearts of your enemies, who will then despise you, and Allah will instill weakness in your heart. Someone asked, what is the cause of the weakness? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love of dunya, love of this world, and dislike for death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for the akhirat, and love for death also.